The Ethics Election and Open Government Subcommittee meeting will now come to order. Tamara, please call the roll.
Chair Fabricio.
Here.
Representatives Arrington.
Here.
Barnaby.
Here.
Beltran.
Here.
Bracy Davis, excuse. Caruso.
Here.
Chaney.
Here.
Gant, excuse. Griffith.
Here.
Harris.
Here.
Holcomb.
Here.
Killebrew, excused. Coster, excused. Porras.
Here.
Rizzo.
Here.
Robinson, excused. Tremont.
Here.
A quorum is present.
Thank you, Tamara. Please make sure cell phones and other communication devices, including laptops, are turned off or placed in silent mode. If members of the public wish to speak, please fill out an appearance form and give it to staff. This is my first meeting here as chair of this committee. I wanted to thank Speaker Renner for appointing me to this committee. I also wanted to thank and congratulate past Representative Juan Fernandez Barking as being appointed to the Miami-Dade County Clerk of Court. We're very proud of Clerk Barking for doing that, for being in that position. And I also want to thank Representative Roth, who was previously serving as vice chair of this committee, who is now on another committee. I want to congratulate my vice chair, Barnaby, for being appointed as vice chair. And I'm excited to work with him here in this committee. And I also want to thank our ranking member, Arrington, for coming by and seeing me and spending a little time and discussing some of the issues she's concerned with. I also wanted to thank staff for being so diligent and helping me get up to speed here. And we're going to welcome two new members to the committee, Representative Chaney and Representative Coster, who is not here with us today, but she will be part of this committee meeting. You'll note that I move pretty quickly, but we have a complete agenda today with a bunch of bills on it, so let's get started. Members, today the subcommittee will hear several proposed committee bills that are a result of the Open Government Sunset Review Act. The OGSR Act sets forth a legislative review process for public record and public meeting exceptions. It requires an automatic repeal of the exemptions in the fifth year after enactment unless the legislature reenacts the exemption. These PCBs are the first of a series of proposed committee bills that are based upon studies performed by staff during the interim. The first one will be PCB EEG2401, OSGR, pre-registered voters. Representative Holcomb, you're recognized to explain the PCB.
Thank you, Mr. Chair. I'd like to present the bill PCB 2401. This bill saves from repeal the public record exemption for all information concerning 16 and 17-year-olds who have pre-registered. The bill authorizes the sharing of confidential voter information, registration information between governmental agencies in certain circumstances. Mr. Chairman, that is the bill.
Thank you very much. Members, are there any questions? Representative Arrington.
Thank you, Mr. Chair. Good afternoon, Representative. Just a question here on lines 39 through 42, and it refers to another government entity. Does that mean other states or the federal government? Can you explain who those would be and why?
Yeah, so in that situation, we're talking about, state of the elections office versus the state Department of State. So they would be having information like they may have a Social Security number information, but other election information would be available to the public, like voting time someone's voted, but other information is not, like Social Security number, driver's license.
Representative Vice Chair Arrington for a follow-up.
Oh, I like it. I've gotten promoted, Chairman. Thank you.
I'm sorry.
That's all
ranking
good.
Member,
it's all
I apologize.
Good. I don't think I got the answer to that, but I could be wrong. Is there other agencies that we're sharing that information with? And if so, do you know what those agencies are?
Rep. Holcomb, you're recognized for a response.
It's only going to be other governmental agencies when it's necessary for their duties. So, like, you're not going to get the voting records for the health department. They're not going to share that with the health department. It's only necessary agencies.
Thank you, Representative Holcomb. And based on my reading of the bill, if we're looking at line 41 of the bill under subprint 3, it's to perform its duties and responsibilities. So I think it's narrowly tailored to that effect. Any other questions? Yes, Representative.
Thank you, Chair. I have a question about data security. Are there any guardrails to protect data if it's being transferred from one agency to another?
Thank you for the question. That's not part of this bill.
Seeing no more questions, we're going to be moving on to amendments. There are no amendments that were submitted. Next, public testimony. Do we have any public testimony? Seeing none. Is there debate? Seeing none. Representative Holcomb, you are recognized to waive close on this PCB.
Waive close, Chair.
I'm sorry, Representative Harris, on debate.
Thank you, Chair. My concern is who we're sharing this information with and ensuring that the information is safe in transition. And I don't feel like those questions were fully answered during question and answer. So I'm concerned about how to vote on this.
Seeing no more debate. Representative Holcomb, you're again recognized to close on this bill.
Waive close, Chair.
Okay. Tamara, please call the roll for PCB EEG 2401.
Chair Fabricio?
Yes.
Representatives Arrington?
Yes.
Beltran?
Yes.
Barnaby?
Yes.
Caruso?
Yes.
Cheney?
Yes.
Gant, excuse, Griffiths?
Yes.
Harris?
Yes, for now.
Holcomb?
Yes.
Killebrew, excused. Koster, excused. Porras?
Yes.
Rizzo?
Yes.
Robinson? Excused. Tremont?
Yes.
Show the PCB EEG 2401 reported favorably. All right, very good. Moving on. PCB EEG 2403 OGSR, financial disclosures. Again, we are with Representative Holcomb. You are recognized to explain this new PCB.
Thank you, Mr. Chair. This bill saves from repeal the public record exemptions for all secure login credentials held by the Ethics Committee for the purpose of allowing an electronic filing system as well as unsaved information. So when you're putting your Form 6 and Form 1 into the computer, all those credentials are saved from public records. That is the bill, Mr. Chair.
Thank you. Any questions? Seeing none. Seeing no amendments. Is there any public testimony? Seeing none. Well, we do have public testimony. We have Ms. Stillman representing the Commission on Ethics, waving in support. No more public testimony or comment cards. Is there any debate? Seeing none, Representative Holcomb, you are recognized to close on this PCB.
Wave close, Mr. Chair.
Tamara, please call the roll for PCB EEG 2403.
Chair Fabricio?
Yes.
Representatives Arrington?
Yes.
Beltran?
Yes.
Barnaby?
Yes.
Bracey Davis, excuse. Caruso?
Yes.
Cheney?
Yes.
Gant, excuse. Griffiths?
Yes.
Harris?
Yes.
Holcomb?
Yes.
Killebrew? Excuse. Koster? Excuse. Porras?
Yes.
Rizzo?
Yes.
Robinson? Excuse. Tremont?
Yes.
12 yeas, 0 nays.
Thank you. Please show the PCB EEG 2403 reported favorably. Okay, we're moving on. PCB EEG 2402 OGSR, reporter of child abuse, abandonment, or neglect. Representative Tremont, you are recognized to explain the PCB.
Thank you, Mr. Chairman, Vice Chairman, Ranking Member.
PCB EEG 2402, the bill saves from repeal the public record exemption concerning certain identifying information of a person reporting child abuse, abandonment, and neglect. And that is the bill. Very simple.
Thank you, Representative. Are there any questions? Seeing none, there are no amendments. Is there any public testimony? Seeing none, is there any debate? Seeing none, Representative Tremont, you are recognized to waive close on the PCB.
I waive close, thank you.
Tamara, please call the roll for PCB EEG 2402.
Chair Fabricio?
Yes.
Representatives Arrington?
Yes.
Beltran?
Yes.
Barnaby?
Yes.
Bracy Davis-Sitzkews, Caruso?
Yes.
Cheney?
Yes.
Gant? Sitzkews, Griffiths?
Yes.
Harris?
Yes.
Holcomb?
Yes.
Killebrew Sitzkews, Koster Sitzkews, Porras?
Yes.
Rizzo?
Yes.
Robinson Sitzkews, Tremont?
Yes.
12 yeas, 0 nays.
Thank you, Tamara. Please show the PCB EEG 2402 reported favorably. Moving on, PCB EEG 2404, OGSR Mental Health Treatment and Services. Representative Griffith, you are recognized to explain the PCB.
Thank you, Mr. Chairman. This bill saves from repeal a public record exemption for all petitions, court orders, and related records that are filed with or by a court pursuant to the Baker Act for voluntary and involuntary admission for mental health treatment. The exception ensures that these records may only be released to specific individuals and entities. And that is the PCB, sir.
Thank you so much. Members, are there any questions? Representative Caruso, any questions?
Yes, sir. Thank you, Mr. Chair. Representative, I understand when we file for a voter registration with DMV, one of the questions asked is, are you mentally sound or something, a mental, a good state of mind or something? I would imagine if you answer that no, you wouldn't get your voter registration. But would that record then be protected by this bill?
Representative Griffith?
No, sir. It would only apply to the court records and the petitions, so would not apply to the DMV.
Okay, thank you.
Any other questions? Any questions? Seeing no more questions, there are no amendments. Is there any public testimony? Seeing no public testimony, is there any debate? Seeing none, Representative Griffith, you are recognized to waive close on the PCB.
Well, I had quite a closing prepared, but I'll go ahead and waive close, Chairman.
I appreciate it. Much appreciated. Tamara, please call the roll for PCB EEG 2404.
Chair Fabricio?
Yes.
Representatives Arrington?
Yes.
Beltran?
Yes.
Barnaby?
Yes.
Caruso?
Yes.
Cheney?
Yes.
Griffiths?
Yes.
Harris?
Yes.
Holcomb?
Yes.
Porras?
Yes.
Rizzo?
Yes.
Tremont?
Yes.
12 yeas, 0 nays.
Thank you, Tamara. Show the PCB EEG 2404 reported favorably. Next, we have PCB EEG 2405, which is OGSR Campus Emergency Response. Representative Griffith, you are recognized to explain the PCB.
Thank you, Mr. Chairman. This bill saves from repeal the public record and public meeting exemptions for a campus emergency response of a public post-secondary educational institution. This bill also removes an unnecessary provision of the exemption that specifies how the information may be shared. And that is the PCB, sir.
Thank you. Thank you, Representative. Are there any questions? Seeing none, there are no amendments. Is there any public testimony? No public testimony. Is there any debate? We're in debate. No debate. Representative Griffith, you are recognized to give a long, long, long closing on this bill.
Thank you, Mr. Chair. I've prepared one that will take just a few minutes, but I'll waive close in the absence of everybody's tired of hearing it, so I'll waive close.
Thank you, Representative. Tamara, please call the roll for PCB EEG 2405.
Chair Fabricio?
Yes.
Representatives Arrington?
Yes.
Beltran?
Yes.
Barnaby?
Yes.
Caruso?
Yes.
Cheney?
Yes.
Griffith?
Yes.
Harris?
Yes.
Holcomb?
Yes.
Porras?
Yes.
Rizzo?
Yes.
Premont?
Yes.
12 yeas, 0 nays.
Very good. Thank you so much. Please show the PCB EEG 2405 reported favorably. So we've gotten through the list of our work for the day. I do expect that we will have a meeting during the first December committee week. We're working on something for that. But otherwise, thank you all so much. I really appreciate your time and your patience with me during my first meeting here. With that, members, this concludes our committee agenda. See no further business before the committee. The Honorable Representative Rizzo moves that we rise. Without objection, the meeting is adjourned.